Spank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
My God! Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Y'all know what that means. This week it means there's a really hot fucking chick out in the green room. Yay, Murphy and his good booking! This week, Decaf wants to replace Nancy Grace. He wants to find where the white women are at. Murphy cracked out all of his G.I. Joe so he could play along with the new cartoon tomorrow. He's happy. I really have nothing else clever to say, so I'll bring the music down and all the good microphones up. Introduce him, of course, sitting across from me in his Dodgers jersey, Mr. Murphy from Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
That's me, yo.
Speaking of my introduction is not that big.
Your introduction's got to be good. An accomplished author with two books to his name. Yeah. August of 77 being the most recent one, you should buy it. Mr. Yes. Big Daddy Decaf.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I got a couple things to start off with.
All right.
Marath. Because I got thrown under the bus by Murphy saying that I don't listen to it. I got thrown under the bus. But, so I sat here and started listening to. I told you I was going to start listening to them, right?
All
right. And they are very, very good. And I tell you, for people who, I mean, if you really, really, absolutely not doing nothing Tuesday night, really tune in. Because it is, I mean, it's awesome. I have a few suggestions, but I think it's awesome.
Okay.
I think if you, I like the whole, you know, how you bring in stories to introduce the song.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I like the song, but I don't know who's the song by.
Oh, so you want me to do a better job identifying the song and the artist?
Yeah, I think that kind of helps with the flow, too.
Hi,
I think
Murphy, and you're listening, too.
Well, I mean, not the, I mean,
it's,
that's
okay,
a
it's not
DJ.
That bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it does. I think it helps with the flow so you don't, you know, so you're not stumbling over stuff. You have something like, all right, yeah, guys, okay, that was so. You know, you have to be no big deal. Oh, well, that was the number five on the charts. You know, you have to do all that shit. All you just got to do is say, well, that was, you know, man, you talk about Visa white music. Ooh, Marath 22.
Well, it's a white guy show. Of course it's white music. Not everything is going to be the night that you and I did freaking soul music.
It was white music.
And wait, what was 22?
I think 22 is the one with you did my Miss America.
Oh. Yeah, that was a lot of white music in that one.
Well, but the sad part is I sung every fucking word to it for 7 minutes.
Of course you did. You karaoke every fucking word to them.
Well, you know, Marath is technically music that rocks, and rock is generally white people music, and unless it's, you know, Seven Dust or the Culture Club, but or Fishbone, or Cornerstone.
Or Dim.
And I do try and get some local music in there. I've had the Dirty Panties, I've had Dim, I've had Billy's Kid a couple of times playing some of that stuff. But, yeah, it's a rock show. In Living Color, says Rob at Liquor Store. Yeah, it's a cool show. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to say, even if it's you guys miss it live, it's going to eventually at one point or another show up on Spankwagon, which means that at one point or another you will be able to download it. All you have to do is subscribe to the podcast stream or the Spankwagon podcast. And to get to the Spankwagon podcast, all you need to do is go to spankwagon.net.
Drink, bitch. That's it. I got to post this in the
Form. You wrote some rules for the new drinking game.
There are. Wow, that's not what I was copying.
Did you just paste in like passwords?
No, it was something else entirely. No, that was.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It was my the link I sent out for the Dreamcast being on ThinkGeek.
Oh yeah, I saw that and sold out immediately.
So, yeah. So, we actually have official rules for the drinking game. For those of you that are new in the chat room tonight, let's explain how the drinking game works. Somehow, and I don't really know how this came to be, but we started shouting, .NET!
.NET!
See? Now, only two of us went. So, here is the key to the drinking game. Number one, when all of the hosts, that's all three of us, say .NET...
Drink.
Then you drink. Now, if we get a phone call and the phone call ends in .NET, drink. If the in-studio guest says .NET, drink, and then you have to shout their name in the chat room, just put it out there. And if the in-guest studio, the host, and the person on the phone say .NET, then get your shot glasses out because it's time for some tequila.
Yeah, pretty much.
There are optional rules.
And, of course, there's going to be house rules, which you guys can do on your own.
Yeah.
But share them with the put them in the forum and share the house rules because I want to hear these.
What's funny is I listened to the show that Clizzle was on, you know, the first day in the studio.
Yeah.
And you did. I didn't know you for how long. Yeah, you were saying that you were doing .NET for a while.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden, just one time, it just really caught on.
It just caught on.
Because I heard that show using .NET. I was like, well, back then we didn't really, you know, it wasn't a big thing. So I was just trying to remember what was it that really caught it up.
I think it just, you know, it's like anything good, it just catches on.
It evolved on its own.
It's not forced. It's not marketed to, you know, hey, we will listen to our demographic and start saying .NET in a comically gruff voice.
And encourage them to drink large amounts of alcoholic beverages.
Unless you're a Trencher fan, then we highly suggest milk.
Or lemonade.
Iced tea.
Round the corner, brownies made.
.NET.
Drink, bitch. That's another one.
All right, so enough explaining that. We do want to know what you guys are doing. Get in the chat room by going to spankwagon.net. Also, give us a call when we open the lines here in a little while. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I have another.
Someone type it in the chat room, please.
Yeah. I have another Eat My Ass story.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
The Eat My Ass DVD.
Okay, let's bring everyone up to speed. We have a shitload of porn here in the studio that gets given out for various things. Unless we go to the Palms, they yell at me and I can't give out porn.
Dick in the box.
So we have all this porn, and Decaf got mad at me one night because he did not get a copy of the porn. So we let him pick one out of the box, and he chose. Which one did you choose, Decaf?
Eat My Ass.
He chose
Volume
Eat My Ass.
What? 1, 2, 12, 32, 42?
Yes. I think it was like 6.
Eat My Ass.
Now already his wife
nursing home edition.
Already his wife has seen it in the back seat. So who? What happened?
Wait, what? So she's in the back seat watching porn?
No, she saw the video. I showed her the video. And then she said about the girl's makeup. She said, I have to wear makeup like that.
Oh, that's right.
So it was a Saturday morning. I came downstairs with a DVD, and I was like,
that's your Saturday morning cartoon.
Nobody's home. Might as well rub one out.
No. Not the normal jack off. No. She was sitting in the living room on the couch watching a fucking soap opera. Came in, put the fucking DVD in, right?
Wait, you started jerking it in the middle
of the room? No. I told her to watch it. And this is how.
She start poking it?
I did it as an educational video.
Educate? What?
I showed her the video and said, this is how you should eat my ass.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes. I fucking just brought it down, put it in the fucking Xbox, My Xbox DVD HD player.
This is how you do it.
It's fucking worthless now, the HD player.
Upscaled porn.
So I put it in, watched it. She watched the video. She was like, okay. okay, took some fucking notes, you know. I was like,
wait, she's like scribbling notes down.
Pretty much. We, you know,
go counterclockwise four times.
And some of the things she was like, God, this is terrible. I said, yeah, this is why you don't watch the script.
Yeah, you just fast forward.
Because we actually start watching the script. And she said, ooh.
Does anybody watch porn in real time? I mean, I think I actually watch it fast forward most days.
Yeah. Even she was telling me to fast forward. You know, that's bad when she's saying, you know. She's like, fast forward. So, you know, we get done watching the video, stuff like that. Then she goes, all right, go take a shower.
Really?
What is that? She fucking ate my ass, dude.
Did
just
she?
Like in a video.
Now, okay.
How
all right.
How was the makeup?
there was no makeup on that one.
Okay, so let's see here. So she ate the ass. Did she do the tongue flick, or did she try to fuck your asshole with her tongue? Or did she do a little bit of both?
Both.
Really?
For about 30 minutes.
Whoa!
Damn!
Really?
Yes.
Let's get her on the phone. I gotta... Wow! Your wife's a go-getter. I'm getting a little stiff here now.
she would probably chop my nuts off in the middle of the night if she found out I announced that shit.
You know what? You know what? Not only does she make those really awesome bacon-wrapped everything, but now she just, you've got the perfect wife.
Hey, Betty, this hot dog kind of tastes like it's been in James L's ass.
Oh, that's just the bacon.
Oh, man.
Then, loaf meat. I watched Spankwagon on mute.
Then up the balls and the blowjob.
Whoa!
Like nice.
Full package.
So you got like a full service there.
I got a full service that day.
Did you take her out to dinner?
Full on through.
Actually,
she was full.
She was full.
Yes.
Did you blow amazing. The load in her eyes, in her hair, on
that
her face?
That is one thing that she don't like.
She doesn't like jizz on her face?
Mm-mm.
Does she swallow?
Mm-mm.
What? You married a woman who doesn't swallow.
But I
so
asked
much.
Her. I just asked her this week. I asked her. And then she was like, well, I want to see some videos. I said, I don't know, because she kind of, you know, when someone gets cut and the video starts throwing up or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's a gag person.
Oh,
she kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think she's going to do it. But
what's the Bukkake surprise?
I was explaining Bukkake to her. She's like,
yeah, but you need like 60
50 guys? They like,
you should have said, yeah, let me call Mark and Chris. We'll see what we can have happen.
Haley Young, paging Haley Young.
And she's like, 50? Ooh. Like,
wait, was this a good ooh or a bad ooh?
No, it was a bad ooh.
Oh. Bad ooh. You know,
you made the good ooh, and you know, maybe for you it is what you want.
That's gonna be a lot of
his
work.
Dream.
It's gonna be a lot of work to convince him that way.
Yeah, that's gonna be rough on you, dude. I don't know if you're gonna pull that one off. D tapped out. She couldn't hang. She tapped out of chat. I've blown my fair share of loads all over my wife's face. I've you know, slung a little bit of yogurt. Trench, have you ever deposited semen anywhere on your ex-wife other than in her vagina to make a baby?
No.
Was she not down with that at all?
No.
Damn.
Did she ever swallow?
No.
On the face?
No.
In the hair?
No.
On the tits?
I don't remember.
In the same room?
No. Wait. Yes. Had to be. Wait. No. We did have a stock in turkey basters.
Oh, my God, dude.
Brady,
wow. I hear the chat room just dying out there.
Have a Brady Bunch sex and shit. Not the same bed.
Donna Reed sex. It's sort of like, you know, from one bed to another.
I'm going to come. The tiki.
Wait, where am I going to go surfing and break my neck? I'm on. Mandalay Bay, the beach.
Yes, I'm totally dominating this first chat. I see we got 2 minutes. I think. Yeah, the other thing I was going to talk about is Cookie's MySpace.
Cookie's MySpace is very interesting.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Well, I've been looking at Cookie's MySpace as well, and I'm getting a lot of mixed messages from Cookie.
Okay, like, wait. So you're an Asian dude. Yes. Okay. And you like punk rock music. Yes.
But not just that. Skinhead punk rock.
Skinhead punk rock. Yes. But you're an Asian dude. Uh-huh. And you shaved your head. Yeah. And you have a thing for trannies. Uh-huh.
But the swastikas, was those crossed out? I think they're crossed out, right? I think it's swastikas on the site, and then I think they're crossed out.
Dude,
If it was trenchers, it wouldn't be crossed
out.
Oh,
Jesus. Shut up.
Done wrong.
It's that I'm...
He said to me, dude, you got to stop saying that. People coming up and asking
people are
me
asking
really
me that now.
Me.
Are you really that racist? I'm like, no. It's a bit.
Why really? Do you say it's a bit? It's not a bit. I've seen your white sheet collection.
Damn.
All right.
Motherfucker.
I've seen your... Dude, seriously?
I have hugged my black man today.
You're only black.
Have you hugged your Negro today? Dude, you really do have that booklet, you know, Operation Get Behind the Darkies. I've seen it. Okay.
Yeah, right there with my Jack Chick tracks.
Mein Kampf. But it just blows my mind. The Asian dude into chicks with penises ooze a skinhead.
No, not skin. He has the swastikas crossed out.
Yeah, I know, but okay, with the shaved head, the punk rock, it's like, okay. I am not going to judge anybody. Look, Cookie, I love you, man. I am not going to judge you for what you do, but I just don't understand it.
We do it all for the cookie.
Ooh.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
One thing Spank Wagon Radio loves is some Canis hosting. Oh, yeah. Awesome quality web hosting. Starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com. Oh.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
I mean, just sort of like in chorus.
Drink. Here we go. All right.
Hold on.
Drink, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that brings me to my presents.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Well, first, before we do that, let's
introduce
you. You
know, we can barely hear her.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sweetie, you got to get right up on it like it's a big black cock. Get it right in your face.
Do I look like the kind of woman who needs to be anywhere near a big black cock?
Yes.
Ask him that.
Sorry, princess.
you did say big black cock, so I think we're going to have to ask someone else.
Why come on the mic and tell bad jokes right away?
Because that's what I do. That's exactly what I do.
That's Mikey's shtick.
She pointed across me like that.
No, it's more like yelling and ranting and raving. I've lost a lot of power having to sit down over here, but God damn it, I have got plenty to rant on. Ah,
don't you always, mate?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He never runs out of ranting material. Is that proper now? You can hear me.
I don't know. I don't have cans on.
It's getting better.
Yeah, you really have to get right up close to it.
Is this better?
You can hear yourself in the headphones.
Well, fuck.
No, you can hear yourself in the headphones.
I know.
So, joining us in studio this week, we have Mikey V.
PCP.
Mikey V, PCP.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of give him that tagline to add in the last three, because I just think it's a really dumb nickname. I'm sorry.
It's Mikey
V, fine.
PCP.
It's, yeah, you'll have Doogie Howser, MD. I'm Mikey V, PCP. It's my film title. It's what my work does to you. You will wake up angry. You will wake up in a dissociative fugue. You will wake up covered in blood fighting the police.
And
that is what my movies do.
And
when you put it like that, Mikey, it makes it hard for me to defend it.
Well, you know, the whole point is, though, is in 30 years, it's going to be Mikey V. Ovaltine, okay?
I don't know. For me, I go regularly. And it's Sunday morning.
How
so.
Fucking old do you think I am? 30 years? Jesus, I got a good 60 in me. God, yeah, in heaven.
What are you, like 17 in a day,
isn't you? When I shave, I am. So, ladies and gents.
Wait.
Decaf's tapping out already.
Yeah.
Oh.
And with Mikey is his lovely associate.
Hot.
He's my associate.
We're actually a tag team in the making.
Yes.
Intergender wrestling at its finest.
Cheers. Moincha.
Wow. Pound
like
it.
That. See, I've learned.
Mistress Rowan is joining us.
Just
let me know when I start to ask the freaky questions. Let me know. So we can do all the introductions.
Just remember,
freaky questions,
she's armed.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she has handcuffs. I've been noticing that.
I've got two sets. I've got shackles in the bag. I brought me a whole kit with me, really.
The shackle.
I've got the hinged ones.
Holy shit.
Out of. Isn't that sexy?
Those are the fun ones.
Yeah. I have a pair of shoes that match them.
What?
So do I.
A lady has to accessorize.
I really feel like I should be standing here with the ball bat for protection. I'm sorry. You are slightly scary, I have to tell you.
I should be slightly scary. I'm 5'3" with me boots off.
Yeah, and you come with more hardware than any piece of equipment I've ever unpacked.
Is it now a piece of equipment?
No, you just... Oh, my God.
Are we asking for a meeting?
No.
Yes!
No. Oh, I think he wants it badly.
Nah, it's, I can't be submissive. I just doesn't work for me.
I'd even autograph your marks. Swing them for you. For
outstanding. So, tell the folks listening home exactly who you are and what you do.
I am Mistress Rowan, professional dominatrix. I've been doing this professionally since I was 16. Don't ask me how long that is because I'm not going to tell you how old I am. And I'm currently in Las Vegas, and this is the worst city in the world for BDSM. I'm actually very disappointed that I've ended up here. But hey, you brought me on the radio show, so that's good.
No one wants BDSM. They want a quick blowjob for $5 if they get back home and
that's
shit.
Actually precisely the problem, mate.
That's Vegas.
No one has any fucking taste here.
Everyone's on the run. Yeah. He's like, you're driving this shit. Come on, bitch. Hurry up, man. Goddamn, I'm about to come. I got to get to work.
Got to catch my flight out.
Very, very boring.
Yeah, this town is not one for interesting scenes.
No, it's really not. No. They just the only dungeon, real dungeon that they had in town was called the Libertine, and I guess it's just been closed down. I didn't even get a chance to go. Everyone else says, oh, dungeon, go to the world-famous Green Door. It's a bloody swingers club with a dungeon-themed room.
Yeah, that sucks
my
ass.
God, I'm sorry. That's...
It's boring as shit. It's ain't nothing going on.
It's fucking ridiculous. I managed to meet some decent people while I was here that are in the scene. I've also met Mikey V. Not in the scene.
I'm not a subby, but I respect your subbies because they have very good
taste. I have the best clients in the world. The people, oh my God, I love them so much.
They showed up.
They
like
are fabulous.
20 minutes before the show. They're just begging for you to be
on
the camera.
Speaking of which, I bet one of them is on the phone right now. So why don't we just go ahead and go to the phone? You're on the air. Oh, they hung up.
If that was one of mine and you've just hung up, it's very, very naughty. You've displeased me entirely, and I demand that you call back rather immediately.
Man, someone else stole my nickname.
We're finally going to get phone calls. We just got to start threatening more people.
Man, ain't none of our dudes calling.
None of your dudes.
None of our listeners.
So Mikey's not in the scene. How in the hell did you two meet?
I was at the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Onyx Theater, prancing about me niggas, because that's what I do at the...
Niggas?
Knickers.
She almost said this shit too, didn't she?
She almost repeated it to you. No, wow. I don't pounce around in niggas.
What are you, 4 years old? Jesus Christ. Anyway.
No, he's a black man. He's going to take advantage of that every chance he gets.
Because he can say it more than we can as white people.
That's boring. Anyway. I'm sorry. How cliched, how predictable, how usual. anyway, I was at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he was there with Don Norris, everyone's favorite giant nerd. And... And you can quote me on that. I know you will.
Yeah.
he knows I love him.
And, it's in the movie. His nerd has been videographed.
It's amazing. He's a fabulous goon. But anyway, he was there, and he introduced me to Mikey V right after I got done performing the Trixie opening striptease. think about that. Settle on it for a moment. There you are.
Excuse me. I'm going to need a quiet moment.
Emphasis on moment.
Yeah.
he said that he was doing the 48 Hour Film Festival and could I be in it? And I said, if you'll allow me to play myself because I don't act, I'm rubbish at it. So I said I'd do it. And he did, in fact, put me in the film as myself. But
actually, she's a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
All right. And hold on.
How that happened.
We actually have a caller, so maybe they listen. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Mr. Roman Slave here, and I just want to tell everyone that I'm just very pleased to being owned by Mistress Roman, and she's the best mistress ever.
Oh, sweetie, you're so good. How fabulous. Have you written in your blog yet today?
Yes, mistress.
Very good, very good. What's the title of this one?
Pardon me?
The last title was Missing My Mistress. What's your title today?
Owned by Mistress.
I know that's the title of the blog there. It's owned by Mistress Rowan at blogspot.com. What's the title of today's blog? What did you call it?
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here, dear. What he's attempting to do, as he's told, he's very well behaved. He's been fabulous. He's new. Hello, can you still hear me? Oh, he seems to be having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we'll have to let him go. Sorry.
Points for him. Good job.
Wow.
Good
you
job, love.
You really have some loyal clients.
I really do. I have the best people in the entire world that I work with. They're fabulous.
That's outstanding.
But yeah, Vegas isn't the scene for you, or isn't good in...
Vegas is rubbish. It's the worst city in the world.
So where do you get your clients from then?
He is, I believe, in Canada currently, but he's not from there. I have a lot of people that I work with online through the UK, and a lot of people who travel here just to see me. So a lot of my clients, when I worked in other cities, will now divert their business or what have you through Las Vegas and come here for a couple of nights and see me there. I don't have as many locals as I did in other cities, but I do well.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I met her at the right before the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and she was in a bit of a mood. And I was like, oh, do you want to do a movie? Because it was more Don talking about it, and I was just there. And she seemed totally uninterested. When I spoke to her a few days later, she was on like Donkey Kong. It was quite a nice surprise.
Well, I think it was because you were introduced to me by Don. And he just...
Yeah, Don kind
of... He's a sweetie, but he comes to me with some of the weirdest things will come out of that man's mouth. And I'm like bracing myself to not offend him because he's so nice. Also, to be fair, you're the only person to ever introduce yourself to me with your name on your bloody clothes.
Yes.
And I was worried that, maybe it was something you were worried you might forget later. Or you said, my name is Mikey VPCP, and I said, there's no way I'm going to remember that. And you said, well, that's why it's on the clothes. And what I was thinking was, like, I'm going to look again. And it turned out that you were fabulous. And I've enjoyed every bloody day we see each other
fantastic.
Now since.
I half expect the back of a shirt to say Chico's Bail Bonds. You never know what's going to wind up on it.
So,
wow. I almost made a shirt that said Aim High, Swing Hard.
Aim High, Swing Hard.
Wow. Okay, so now...
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's rein this in here. Decaf, unleash, dude.
I'm not going to unleash anything. I just want to know, when you did this at 16, you decided to do it. Was it something that you want to do beforehand, or is it something you got talked into, or is it was an experiment, and then you said, I'm not going to do it, and then you just liked it and kept doing it?
Oh, do you guys actually want to hear the story?
Yes.
Yeah. I got into this. Absolutely.
Oh, my. No, I've been interested in things like this since I was actually about 12 years old. Weirdly enough, I didn't have a word for it then. I didn't know that it was BDSM or DS, which is dominant.
I still can't say the letter, so.
BDSM.
BDSM? Okay.
There you are. BDSM.
Okay.
Once more with feeling.
One more time with feeling.
I'm thinking looking at your tip.
Heyo.
BDSM. Yeah, BDSM, goddammit. BDSM, man. That shit now.
Positive reinforcement. It's like training a dog, really.
You guys commented on the red hair, so I thought I'd wear a bra to match. Isn't it great? The girls looking good today.
Outstanding. Fantastic. Beautiful.
Everything about you is perfect, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I won't disclose what city I was in at this point, but they had a Four Seasons hotel.
It was in Las Vegas.
No.
You could have got your foot out the ground.
Yeah.
In the city.
No. They had a Four Seasons hotel, and I... finished high school early, and universities wouldn't have me for a while. So, until I got a bit older.
Were you a student?
Yeah.
Had to be, because you get out early. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. And I was also competing in dance at that point, in salsa, merengue, cumbia, and ballroom dance. So, I had entirely too many cocktail dresses for a girl that age. And I hadn't been carded in a bar since I was 15. So, what I would do is, they would have these conferences in the ballrooms of the Four Seasons Hotel. And I would go, and they'd always have open bar, and everyone, you know, dancing would be a formal. So I'd put on a cocktail dress, and I'd walk in, and no one would, you know, no one would say boo about it. And so every once in a while, someone would be like, I don't know you. And with that, regardless, if you want to crash one of these corporate parties, trust me, there is always a fucking Frank in accounting. Just say you're there with Frank in accounting. They'll go, oh my God, that asshole. I'm like, yeah, I'm really sorry. I have to work with him all the time. And then, you know, they chit chat, whatever. And I just make my way over to the bar and have too many whiskeys. And I was over there about on my third whiskey. And I was in, if you go to the website, I'm actually in a very similar dress. It was a black halter dress that slit up to my right hip. Scandalous. I can't believe my mother let me leave the house. she didn't. I snuck out. And Mary Jane pumps. It was an absolute nightmare. I'm ready to destroy any man who's going to walk up to me because I was 16 and angry. But anyway, a man in a suit walks up to me and he's wringing his hands and he's sweating and he's nervous and he goes, are you her? And I think that I've been caught. And my dad's a hard ass. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not giving myself up that easy. And I said, well, that depends. Who are you looking for? And he says, look, I have all the money here in this envelope, and he hands an envelope to me, which I'm too polite to open or count at that point. He says, and everything's ready upstairs. I understand there's no sex and no nudity. Are you ready to go? And if this isn't the beginning of every 48-hour special that you've ever heard, you know,
you're kidding.
Here's all the money to come upstairs, 16-year-old girl. Ah. But, you know.
I thought this kitchen looked familiar.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is before To Catch a Predator, people, years and years before. But anyway, I go upstairs with him anyway. After so many whiskeys, it seemed like a really good idea.
I mean, you had an envelope full of money at
the
time.
Yeah, I was very curious as to what it is I had been paid for. And I figured if I'd been paid for something nefarious or something that I really did not want to be a part of, then I could murder him swiftly and then leave. And I wasn't too concerned. And I went upstairs.
Killing him softly?
No, murder him swiftly. I said what I meant, and I meant what I said. I walk in, and it's this big three-room suite, and there's, you know, it's got the kitchen included and a big fireplace in the middle of it. Very Hefner. And in the back bedroom, he turns on the light, and I'm like, great, I'm about to be set upon by ninjas or something terrible. And fortunately, no ninjas. There was just implements similar to this. My writing crop handy here. All over the bed and whips and chains and shackles and ball gags and things that I didn't even recognize at the time. I hadn't seen Pulp Fiction yet. What the fuck did I know from ball gags? And, yeah.
How am I going to insert this?
Yeah, I didn't know. And I surmise from all these things that this man has paid me a great deal of money to hurt him. And he walks up to me with a ball gag in hand, and he's got the ball hanging down like in the middle and from the two straps. Mm-hmm. And I take it, and I didn't know what the hell it was for, so I struck him with it right across the face. And he fell to his knees, and he just melted it. And he said, thank you, Mr. Norman. And he's kissing my shoes at this point. And we played for 3 hours, and I was absolutely thrilled. Here's the funny thing. If you haven't already thought about this part of the story, What fucking redhead was supposed to be downstairs in a dress matching my description? I never did meet the real Domina. If you happen to be listening, I have apologized over and over and over again. But that got me
just
in.
Just by that fucking whore.
I never had so much fun in my entire life at that point. And so the next day, I started looking up what the hell it was I had been doing. which wasn't easy because we didn't have the internet in my house. History, you know, and I got trained as soon as I could by other professional dogs. You know,
I can only imagine looking up ball gags in Webster's Dictionary or like Encyclopedia Britannica, like, what the fuck was that?
Hold on a second. There's like an academy for BDSM?
There are places that will train you. There's a couple of places in California, but no, I had to find a couple of independent dominas. Actually, a fabulous lesbian couple who is retired, and I'm not at liberty to give their names, but they trained me, and... insert your dirty joke here. I said lesbians. Anyone? Good God. What, are you guys slow?
That's kind of tame on us.
Yeah, we're
beyond that. I said trained by lesbians. I was expecting someone.
I'm all in this educational level. I'll try to get to the psychological level.
I do have a caller on the phone. Actually, okay. Screen it. It is Cookie on the phone.
Oh, it's Cookie.
Hello, Cookie.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear us?
Yeah. Hey, I got to see somebody get spanked. Please.
I brought the paddles, mate. I've got the bare hands. I do have my hairbrush handy. So,
well, didn't you guys have a poll on the website on who's getting?
I meant to throw it up. It's just as per usual. The week progressed, and you know, in these situations, we do volunteer trench for this sort of thing.
It turns out, sweetie, that everyone here's a poof, and they don't want to take a spanking from a wee little girl.
Oh no! Hold on, just a second.
I've already taken a whipping.
Every time. There has been someone in this studio to be spanked. It's been Trench. And I think that tradition should continue.
How often are people getting spanked in this studio?
Oh.
Every other week or so?
Am I not your first dominatrix?
No.
Wow, but fabulous.
The first one was...
Who did you see last time?
I don't even know her name. And honestly, it's a part of my history. We've all worked in therapy to block out because it was not a good experience. She wasn't bad. The people she brought with her, on the other hand,
she brought her subs with her, and they simulated oral sex. He was in the dress with the strap on.
Oh,
yeah, no, he was performing oral sex on a strap on.
So she threw a subby party.
Oh we lost Cookie.
Cookie, I've gone and hung up.
Cookie already blew his load.
We tossed his cookies.
It was not good. It was. Actually,
sorry to hear that. No, I.
No, let's see. Suicide Girls and the one dominatrix.
I know the Suicide Girls. Fabulous.
Yep. We've had some of them in. Other burlesque dancers. I mean,
we've had a
cavalcade.
Yeah.
Yes. Then, that's a good word for it, actually.
Cavalcade. Yeah. Now,
but nobody been whipped.
You got whipped, and you screamed, "My name is Toby," which was really funny.
Let's do it again.
I've got whips with me too.
You said you have your kit with you.
I do have my travel kit with
your
me.
Travel kit.
I do, and I have presents for you guys because
like
you've entertained
presents.
Me, and I brought presents. So,
all right. Why don't we take a look at the travel kit and the presents?
Well, we're gonna get into the presents.
The
first.
Presents.
This is for you guys.
Aww.
I brought you starter fuzzy handcuffs. They have a quick release. Which is really, really good for panicking sissies. And given that none of you had experience.
Given that all of you are panicking sissies.
Stop.
She thought of you.
And then, now, this...
Uh-oh.
You guys read my email and commented on the fact that I was, and I quote, hardcore Irish, which, as far as I know, doesn't actually mean anything.
No, I explained what it meant.
You explained, but you know what? It still didn't bloody make any sense to me.
Because you were actually Irish. You were not one of these Yankees who...
Yeah, it's like a fashion statement
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people say, you're Irish, that's awesome. I'm like, yeah, that's why I left. I'm an American now, thank you very much. But anyway, and then there was the .NET drinking game. So
.NET.
Irish it up a bit.
Jameson.
With the Irish whiskey.
Wow.
And if any of you care to step toe-to-toe, I'll drink you all under the table, so...
Oh, shit, there goes the drink.
Let's go, Princess Sophia.
Look, I'm a functioning alcoholic. Let's focus on the positive, the functioning part.
Yeah, me too.
All I need now is some Guinness and a little bit of Bailey's, and we can just car bomb the night away.
I don't do car bombs because I'm a litter individual. That is the best way to ruin a Guinness. Good God, what is wrong with you?
Oh, no. That's a great way to get drunk really fast, then the night gets interesting.
That's fucking boring. That is some frat boy loser bullshit.
Ouch.
Irish.
You're hurting my feelings.
We'll do straight shots.
Cheers. No, well, you don't shoot it, you sip it, princess.
I know.
It's a good whiskey.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
I don't afford good whiskey.
This is the guy, I swear to God, this is the guy who was mixing, what was it, 14-year-old Glenn Levitt with Coke.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurt
me
a
Ken's
little
house. Yeah, 14-year-old Glenn Levitt.
What were you?
That Steve bought.
You just hit me right in my heritage.
I didn't fix that. I didn't mix no Glenn Levitt with that shit.
No, but you know, when you order a whiskey in America, you order a shot.
He's drunk.
Of Jack
he doesn't
Daniels
remember me.
And
yes.
You shoot it to get it out of your way as quickly as possible. No one orders a shot of Jameson.
No.
You don't do it. And so I thought maybe, just maybe someone here would have some taste and know how to behave, but apparently my hopes were too high. But here is the whiskey all the same. So, .net!
.net.
Yeah. Which I shouted at the premiere yesterday.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, I did. Yes, you guys made the credits in case you're like,
oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
No idea.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. That's
awesome.
Beyond fantastic. Wow. I am beyond thrilled. Do we have any glasses? I don't think we do. We don't have any glasses. We just moved in here. I mean, literally, there's paint drying in various places, and cockroaches still running around.
Wow. That's
Hey, we're high class here.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I got to say, the studio may
so
be smaller than
the bitch open or not?
We don't.
With what?
Fuck it.
Do we have any silo cups?
I'm not drinking.
Or solo cups? I think we have some. We'll take a look for them in just a second. Now, what's in your travel kit? That's
I have all kinds of things. This is the limited kit. I have...
Limited.
Yeah, it really is. I have just huge amounts of things that I can carry with me at any given time, but this is just a sampling of things that... Everyone was talking so much shit before that I thought I might get an opportunity to smack a bitch up. I've got my bag with my gloves. Let's see. This is the short whip.
Holy Jesus. Nikes.
I got that on the way back.
Oh, I actually struck you with this on the thigh
other
night.
Great.
And you know what? He didn't even flinch. And this hurts like a son of a bitch. This is some, and this was custom made for me. Isn't that sweet? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, these mics aren't all that sensitive.
Sorry.
And then I've got a spatula. That sounds weird. And best 97 cents I ever spent because, oh, it stings. Ow.
You know, when Joker listens to this podcast, you're going to get stalked, I think.
I've got a slapper. I'm going to get stalked. What? That's good. Like, that's new?
True. I was going to say.
Every city to city, mate. I've lived all over the world. It never stops. I've got a ruler for all you naughty schoolboys. You know who you are. Listening, anyone? Naughty schoolboys? you don't touch a mistress.
Oh! I wasn't touching. I was asking it to get spanked by it, and you put it down.
I got hit with this
the
other
fuck?
Day, too.
Don't you touch it, huh? Well, I've got the wand right here in my hand. You have a death wish. This is an acrylic
sometimes.
Wand. This hurts like a bitch. This is
sometimes.
Good Lord.
Ooh, I like that thing.
I
good marks on that.
I know. You're so lucky. I made this. This is a two-tail flogger. What's going on here?
Yikes. Decaf almost got in the eyes.
No, he's all right. I am remarkably accurate. Here we go. That's a rubber flogger. Or flogger for the Americans. This actually, a client of mine made for me, and this is like a rubber slapper / club. This is, you could use this to check tires. It's... I mean, it's
like a fucking blackjack.
Ooh, and I love it too because it leaves deep like muscle bruises like all the way down to the bone, but it also has a stinging pain.
Oh my God, damn!
The same person made this one for me, and I haven't managed to break this one yet, which is great because I go through Spencer paddles like you wouldn't believe, and I've had this one for nigh on 6 months, and I haven't managed to break it, and that is just a fucking feat on my part, huh? I've got another ruler spare because I tend to break them. Let's see, I got my rubbing alcohol.
Nice.
Ow.
Oh, this is a gift that someone just got me. This is a paddle. When I hit you with it, it leaves an imprint. That says,
oh, my God.
it does, too. That's perfect. I didn't think it would work, and I used it, and sure enough, S-L-U-T. Who's a slut now? I love it.
Can I take that one in the arm right now?
Right.
On my scar?
On your scar? Yeah. It won't welt up properly on top of a scar, mate.
Yes.
Where do you work? You work at a bloody hospital. You should know, like right there.
Yeah, sure.
Oh shit!
Wait, hold on!
I gotta get a camera on this one.
Hold on.
What's happening right now is Mikey is gonna.
Can you get the mic, Angel?
For those you can't
get
see,
get her mic out of the way. Get hers out of the way.
Get just push it through the toys.
I'm afraid. I think I'm gonna pee myself a little bit.
Oh Jesus!
Never hit someone in the arm with a
door. Oh, he's bracing. Oh my God.
Oh my
fuck.
Good lord!
Do it in front now.
Okay.
Do it right more.
Now get him in a dick.
Well, at least you'll get the S.
Well, good. I'll let you guys know as it comes.
Yeah,
along.
It takes a couple minutes. I gotta get me head.
Look, Decaf's tapping out over here. What's going on?
Wow. You're not gonna be able to do this.
Do what?
Do what? Are you with ass lift, boy? Are you with the show?
Yeah, I'm waiting for something exciting to happen.
Oh.
Oh. Ouch.
I made this. That's a rope flogger that I braided. Isn't that cute? Arts and crafts.
Actually, this is really nice.
And I do crochet, actually, in my free time.
You have free time?
I do.
I have a lovely scarf she gave me. Love it.
Yeah. Was it made with someone else's flesh?
No. It's, I
have a necklace made of ears.
<There you go. laughs>
These are my paramedic shears for rope bondage. If there are any new people out there practicing rope bondage, keep a pair of shears near you. Safety at all times.
Well,
I hear some horror stories about some of the things people pull with rope. And you don't do your research. If you're not going to take time to read and look up your knots and your pressure points, at least be decent enough to keep a pair of shears nearby. I hate hearing these nonsense amateur stories, so mind your manners and keep your shears nearby.
Well, the thing is, I don't think no one even knows what the rope is. I mean, why would you need scissors? What happens? What do people do? How do they fuck up?
Sometimes, especially with hog ties, seem to be very, very popular these days. I don't know why, because I can't spank you at that point in a hog tie.
Yeah.
They very popular bit of bondage, and people like to stay in them for long periods of time, much more than, say, like 15, 20 minutes. And a shoulder can roll out of socket very, very easily. It's a minor injury, really, if you take care of it proper. But if you go about trying to wrench and pull knots and you're yanking on rope on an already dislocated joint, you're making much more problems for yourself than is absolutely necessary. You keep shears nearby. Notice these are purple, and they match the rest of my kit.
Absolutely.
Girl has to accessorize. if you keep shears nearby, you avoid this problem. Also, if someone panics, safe words out. When someone uses their safe word, it's probably because they really, really needed to. And if you make them wait for you to fuss with all your amateur knots, then, well, you're just adding to the problems. And then this is my newest favorite toy, which was in the movie.
It was in the movie.
This is in the movie. This is a breathable ball gag. It's like a whiffle. And you can breathe through this. So if you get stuffy or what have you, I don't have to worry about you suffocating and dying on me because that's boring.
Now that's exciting.
Yeah.
Death doesn't hurt.
No, it bores me. So this was fabulous. We had the girl I used it on. She was so little that we actually had to
punch a new hole.
We had to punch a new hole.
Wow.
In the belt contraption here.
Hey, big shout out to Heather and TJ.
Yeah,
for
no shit, they were
that.
Amazing, and she was a champ too. She's like, you can hit me a few times to have the welt, so it looks like you really beat me up. And I'm like, oh, I don't think they're gonna show up my camera. She's like, no, you should do it anyway. I'm like, who's not taking care of business at home? Jesus. No, they were both fabulous, and you can see pictures of me tying her up on the blog.
TJ was taking care of business multiple times that day because he kept disappearing.
I know he really did,
and
he was Christ. He let me do that with.
Fucking newlyweds, shit.
Woo, amazing. But the pictures of me tying her up and her gagged and everything, so pretty. You can see on www.mistressrowan.blogspot.com. Tangled here.
Drink.
I'm a dot com. All of mine are dot com.
Yeah, many, many, many thanks to Casey for taking those awesome fucking pictures.
Oh, God, they're sexy.
Fucking these pictures are amazing. Black and white film, and they are just fucking hot. Her working, me working. I fucking actually look like a director, like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you almost did look like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah,
it was
almost.
Amazing. And
then you see what actually wound up on film, and you're like, oh.
No, I'm scared.
Never mind.
No.
See, now that's...
Now I'm scared.
That's old school right there. That's some classic...
My wooden hairbrush.
That's parenting right there is what that is. You know, when you fucked up, the parents chased you.
You know why? Because I'm like the nails on the chalkboard kind of shit. I can't take it. So I see that brush and I just imagine it's just going to down my fucking back.
He's been sitting over here, guys. You haven't seen it. DK's been tapping out. No, he's not bored. He's tapping out because he knows what could potentially be happening.
Part of his issues that we spoke about the other day, the shit he wants to get counseled for, he just doesn't feel like getting whipped. Getting whipped is not, it's just not anything interesting for the brothers.
Uh-oh.
We're used to hang on, really quick, I need to address something. Someone's panicking here. You have from Slave
call.
Says, Mr. Murphy, can you tell me, mistress, I can't call? Sweetie, we heard you. It's okay. You did fabulous. Don't worry. No punishment tonight. Just do your chores. Post your blog. Everything will be fine, okay?
Now reply! Reply on the fucking chat!
Don't yell at him. He's there's behaving. Like a, he's there's, very, there's very good.
There's a delay.
He's new.
Yeah, there's a delay.
I have been on air for too long, and I have not yelled at anyone. So.
Well, don't yell at my submissives. Thank you very much.
This is going to get domestic.
This could get potentially interesting.
Should you end up being one? Thank you. I will perform a conversion right here.
Mikey. Oh, my God.
Slide.
Baby. It's
look,
upside down,
oh, my God. Look at that.
So what?
Jesus.
We're going to need photos of that to put on the website because
yes,
that's just
on my gun, y'all. I'll take it right in the see. Back.
We need a photo gallery first on the website.
We have a gallery.
You just
that
got updated.
Too. Look at that.
That
one.
Oh.
No, that one says slew. He's a
slew. I'm a slew.
You're a slew. You're a slutty slew.
That's hilarious.
You know, the hairbrush, though, I think most people that are into it, the hairbrush is like that trigger. It's that first reaction they had when they were kids that let them know. And that hairbrush is...
I do get a lot of requests for Dommy Mommy scenes, so...
Yep. All right, guys.
We need to cut to a break. We'll be back with our guests, and someone's getting beat tonight.
Maybe someone is you, motherfucker.
Everybody's looking at me. I'm so fucked.
It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Hey, folks. Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius, and the ladies love me, but when it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs, oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne, 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spankwagon Radio and LB Rock sent you. I guarantee you will enjoy it and have a great time. You won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it. Because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Shrug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, bird, crone.
I know you like wondering right now, like, what the hell is this, right? I guess you're about to see right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
You find us on
.net.
.net. Drink, bitches.
Nice.
You got all of my bitches.
It's like the show is just powering itself. It's, you know.
It's cruise, on autopilot.
It's fucking cruise control. Drinking. I see that submissive Donatello. Love, I did not actually expect you to manage to wake up. I know you're in the UK. It's all damn 30 there. So good for you. You should call in. Give me a ring.
Even Cookie's put our number out there. Shit.
Give me a ring.
No shit.
Yeah, if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-LB-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
International code for the United States is 001.
Thank you very much. So we had some discussion during the break. About how things are going to progress nicely here. I got to say, the kit, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
That's the limited kit, man.
That's the limited kit, yeah.
It scares my balls up to my chest. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Well, then, CBT is not for you.
Well,
okay.
Silence.
Well, dead silence.
Cock and ball torture, mate.
All right.
Yeah, you were very adamant about
he still hasn't
last
gotten
week.
His balls back in the divorce, though. He's still waiting for them to get shipped.
Oh, they're in the mail. You're still in BB. Yeah. Ball busting.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I do have a question.
More fucking acronyms? That,
oh, we really do. I can rattle them off for you. What do you got?
Okay. When it comes to it, I know without giving away, because I know you're very good with, you know, not giving away clients' names or people's names, and that's really good. What would you say would be like the best experience, and which one were, was like the worst, where the person just tapped out or freaked out or whatever?
Or just it just did not go well.
I recently answered this question on my talk show.
Oh, yeah, actually, go more in the microphone.
I'm in the microphone. How's this? Is that better. Good?
Yeah, actually it is.
right yeah. Here. All right. There all right. We are. Not mine. No excuses. Someone asked me that on the Ask a Mistress talk show on YouTube. Check it out. Ask a Mistress.
Is that a real talk show?
Yeah, I have a talk show. Well, nice. Ask. I'm not even shitting you. We have 4 episodes out where we just film the next set, and we'll have 4 more.
And is that a Mikey V PCP production?
No, I did that.
You do that?
Call me. Rowan LLC. I am my own corporation.
When you come on a show, nice, that's the nice. Shit you got to promote. Promote it.
She's doing it right now, fool.
No, she's not.
Well, let her do her thing.
Everyone listening already knows who I am. All of my subbies.
Actually,
there's a lot of people asking questions.
Ginger De La Morta just showed up in the chat room.
Oh, hell.
What's
hell
that?
Yes.
Ginger. Ginger's one of our former co-hosts and introduced Mikey to us.
Oh.
And she's our favorite little redhead who refuses to show me her boobs, and I get slapped every time
they
I ask.
They are lovely.
I aww. Assume they are.
Hello, Ginger.
We can only imagine.
Ginger, she was... I mean, she really helped break the show into what it's become today. I have to say,
oh, absolutely.
The show was.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
The show is always going to be a sausage fest. So
it's,
you know,
it's an exercise in juvenile vulgarity, but that is okay. Sometimes you need some juvenile vulgarity.
Absolutely.
Penis.
You said penis. I think I was answering a question.
Yeah. Yep. So your best experience as a dom and your worst experience.
My best experience is actually here in Las Vegas. Believe it or not, as rubbish shitty that it is, was with a local. Who can't
don't give away my name. I mean,
what'd you say? No,
I said don't give away my name.
Yeah, it wasn't you, princess.
Go ahead.
Anyway, we met for lunch a couple of times, and first session, he comes to me and he says, "Do not bring any of your toys." And I'm like, "Great, I'm about to get flipped. This is going to be rubbish." But he says, "No, I have my own toys. I want you to use what I have made. Not bought, but made." And he actually had this, he bought one of these cheap, creaky leather whips. Just, I mean, like you would get at the rodeo for like a souvenir or whatever. And but they're terrible. Like they've got sharp edges and things. And he broke it apart and re-braided it with fishing weights into it. So it's heavy. And it was about, not long, about 14 inches. And the handle on it was another good 12 inches. But the flail part of it, the swinging bit, about 14 inches long. And just wanted me, no safe word, to hit him with it until I couldn't anymore.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm swinging this fucker, and I just, again and again, and I got a rhythm going here. It's like about every 3 beats, I'm just crack, and a full follow through, and right away, it's tearing up skin. I had me glasses on and me gloves, of course. And I go like this, and at one point, we get blood on the ceiling, which was fantastically entertaining for me. But we keep going. Ooh, and I got so involved. His endorphins kicked in and he wasn't even reacting anymore. He was just like even breathing. And I could tell that he was calm and he was very at peace. And I was so worked up and I was so, my endorphins kicked in just like it is for the runner's high. And it's actually when they burn out, you end up in the really good headspace. Because then it's about endurance and it's about what you can emotionally still handle. And there was nothing left at all of his will period. It was all completely taken over by my will, and there was nothing left of the day I had before anything else in my entire life that had ever happened. I wasn't thinking about tomorrow. I was wholly involved, completely invested in that one moment. And most people have to take serious substances to be invested in a moment. And fortunately, I didn't need to do that. And I finally called a halt to it when I couldn't feel my fingers anymore. And oh, wow. We sat down, and I did like this, you know, kind of like rub my face because I was sweating. And I realized I actually had tears coming down my face. I was so involved. That I mean, it was tears of relief, and he got the emotional and spiritual release he needed, and it turned out I needed it too, and I had no idea, and that was the best experience I've ever had. That's why this shit should not be taboo. Some people pay way too much money to take substances, take Zoloft, Zyprexa, whatever, and if you do that and that works for you, that's great. It doesn't work for some people. Some people just flatlines them to go bitch at a therapist who doesn't actually help, and you got it from me, so.
All right. Hey, we also have one, I think it's one of your subs on the phone. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Who's
hi,
this?
Hi, mistress. I'm sorry for what happened. I don't know. There was a problem with the phone.
Oh, that's okay, love. I understand.
I just wanted to stress on the point that I want everyone to know that I'm, like, honored of being owned by Mr. Strawman.
Oh, you're so good. How well behaved are you? That's much, much better. And you know, to be in your first month of submission, you've done absolutely well. How are your exams going?
Thank you, Mistress. Very well. Thank you.
Are you doing well?
Yes, Mistress.
Remember, I told you I wanted good grades out of you. How are you doing?
Yes, Mistress. I'm doing really well.
Okay.
I'll be getting my results in a week or so.
Good. And I want those results as soon as you get them. Have you done your chore this evening?
Yes, Mistress. I did.
Okay. And you did your blog?
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Okay. How good of you. All right.
Thank you.
I look forward to when you finally make your way down to Las Vegas, because I'll be here for another couple of years.
Right.
In the meantime, you mind your P's and Q's. I want you in bed as soon as the show's over, okay?
Pardon me?
I want you in bed as soon as the show's over. Bedtime.
Hey,
no,
okay.
No mucking about. Straight away.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, that's
Here's
the interesting
because
thing.
Because I'm not wired like that.
Here's the thing that
it
I find...
It works for some people.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Here's the thing that I find really interesting. In this situation, they have all the power. You have absolutely nothing. It's them giving it all to you.
Yes, and that's... And I appreciate it entirely and wholly. It's really... It's a privilege for me to be allowed to dominate them. And once they do give that to me, I take it very, very seriously. I'm very defensive of them. I don't allow anyone to call my clients and my submissives freaks. There's nothing wrong with these people. They're the most honest, brave people you will ever meet, because you have any idea what they're risking by just speaking to me. And any of you out there who have your own fetishes, your closet submissives, you know, jerk off to your gay porn and don't tell anyone about it. I mean, you know... Yeah, and you know, everyone has their skeletons in the closet, and if you don't do anything about it, it stays in the closet, and these things stay taboo. Fuck you, you're part of the problem. You're not part of the goddamn solution.
There you go.
We got a question from the chat room. Dirty D wants to know where she can learn to do this shit.
I do offer training. I don't know if Dirty D is in Las Vegas, but I do take on mistresses for... You are? Okay, look me up, www.mistressrowan.com. You can also email me, mistressrowan@gmail.com. I do take on other dominas for training. I do this for free because I can't abide badly trained women. There's so many ex-prostitutes in the city. Not even ex. They're just still prostitutes.
I was about to say ex.
They have found a way to just, you know, they make their money, they swing a whip, and they suck dick when they want to. And it's dangerous to practice any of this without training. So look me up. I'd be happy to educate you on anything you want to know. I've got well over 12 years of experience. So go ahead.
Sounds like the school district there.
I did have somebody else ask on the chat line if they could see me with my hair down, so I said, hey, why not? Fuck it.
Yay. Well, you know who it was, of course. Make a guess.
Rob a liquor store?
Check it out.
Wow.
So there
we're
it
all
is.
Speechless. Wow. We have nothing to say. We are the quietest we've ever been as hosts.
I can tell you why. The reason is because she's not. We don't have to drag anything out of her.
No.
She's asking the questions. She's answering the questions and provided the information just forthright. When someone does that, all you can do is just shake your head and be like,
and just nod and
just say damn. Okay. You know, damn. She's keeping it real.
A lot of people think our show is all about, you know, dick and fart jokes, but
it is.
But we try to actually get information. We try to, you know, find out about
things. I disagree with you about
our
show.
And that's fabulous. I mean,
I got to
pull this back. No. You've seen me with the hair down. Love, kisses, but these headphones. Rubbish, and I've straightened my hair today. It's naturally curly, and it's everywhere, so I've got to pull it back. Aww.
That's all right. She'll just do it again before the show's over.
I will. So. I'll shake it out again. Mikey loves it. I do that, and Mikey gets tingly in his special
place.
Love
it.
I think
holy shit.
In his slut spot.
I think a lot of good things come out of the show, and I don't like you pigeonholing. Like,
tell you the truth, I am truly and utterly blessed to know this woman. I'm just...
So you are a sub.
No, I'm not, actually.
No, Mikey's not a sub. He's just... We're super best friends.
We are super best friends. I'm more of the Buddha, where everything is as it should be. She's more of the... what was it? James Smith. She spits fire out of her hands. Like, that's what she does.
I don't even know what that means.
No, it's super best friends.
You got the one. You got the one where you're form of anything in water. I get to be.
That would be Lao Tzu. That would be Lao Tzu.
All right. So let me ask them. Have you ever trained men to be doms or anything?
I have
like
trained exactly two male dominants, and that is actually a very controversial topic. Unfortunately, I've run into very few male tops who weren't. I really hate to say this in a public forum, but, you know, fuck it. Who weren't sociopathic bastards out to rape and prey in a way that won't get them put in prison. I have run into a few, and that's really, really good to find a male dominant who is actually looking for...
What's the telltale signs between, you know, they're a sociopath and you're like, okay, I'm going to stop this, to the ones that you say, like the two you have,
that you can actually
go all the way through and say, okay.
If the first thing, they don't want to get to know you at all, They're just demanding acts of submission out of you. They're demanding sex acts. They're demanding, they're just it, straight to demanding without knowing anything about you, your history, what it is you're looking for, what satisfies you as a submissive, without trying to find out what your psychological tics are, without trying to find out anything about what your personal gain may be, why you're a submissive. Without, if they don't care why you tick, there's probably something fucking wrong and you need to bail. Period.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How many meetings or appointments or you know...
Sessions
do you have before you actually go into, you know, the more physical aspect of this?
I don't know how other people do. Everyone has their own screening process. People may meet me for cocktails as many times as they wish for them to feel comfortable. Most people only need to meet me once, weirdly enough. Smile. Camera, flash, okay.
shiny objects.
Shiny. They, you know, I have dinner with a lot of people. And a lot of people, I have so many people that will come to town, even if they can't session because they can't have marks because they have to go home to their wives or whatever the next day. They'll still take me out to dinner and we talk and we stay friends. I am always available. You send me as many emails as you want. I will answer every single one of them, much to my chagrin. I spend 16 hours a day on my computer, answering chats, answering emails. I don't stop, and no question is too stupid. There's nothing silly to ask. So long as you're respectful, you mind your manners, and you at least try, spell check, upper right-hand corner, please. My English is not as good as it sounds, so just make an attempt to not butcher it, and I will answer you. So anything you need to know.
All right, so I guess my next question is, have you had anybody like friends or family members that went through the treatment from you, through a session?
Went through a session?
Or would you do friends and family?
Well, no, not would you. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's my own question, motherfucker.
Friends.
Well, your question don't matter.
Not family members.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I can't imagine Uncle Johnny coming down for the reunion and, oh, by the way, since you're here, get the whip out.
Well, okay.
Uncle Johnny is a good man.
Yeah, you know, you don't know what happens in an Irish family reunion, all right? You don't. You know what? And to that, I say, .net!
.net! That's it. Drink, bitches.
Okay, well.
We're knocking back good Irish whiskey in paper cups. I just want everyone who's not.
Who wants another refill?
Paper cups that are rapidly falling apart.
Schloincha.
Okay,
that's how you say.
Well, in that question, when it comes to a friend or someone you know asking you, mm-hmm. Does it change the situation or the friendship?
Does it change the relationship?
I have noticed that it actually changes the relationship and the friendship more than fucking your best friend would. And as what people say, you know, sex changes things. Fuck that. Spankings change things. That fuck whoever you want, whenever you want. Just don't spank them unless you expect a change. Because it doesn't take much. You know, everything's normal for a little while, and then maybe I'll be like in a mood and I'll turn and I'll be like, well, you know, grab this thing or shut the door or whatever, and they just eyes down and like go right back into it. And it's happened a couple of times, and it's really bummed me out because what I do is my entire life. BDSM is my entire world. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I spend a lot of time in my sweatpants and a T-shirt. I don't always want to top you. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I want to sit and eat nachos. So I don't want to spank you all the time. Nachos are good, by the way, in case you're wondering. Fucking amazing. And bacon cheeseburgers, that's why I'm a citizen.
Truth be told.
Americans will put bacon on everything. I love it.
Contrary to what she believes, she always looks lovely. I don't care what she says. I'll argue with you to the end of the earth.
Mikey, you got a little something on your nose there, bud.
Hey,
there you
go.
Can you believe we're not fucking? Isn't that amazing?
Not for a lack of trying on his part.
I only speak the truth, motherfucker.
Now,
deal with it.
You were asked earlier what your best and worst experiences were. Your best.
Yeah.
What has been the worst?
The worst experience.
And make us cringe, please.
How can I make you cringe? Jesus Christ. Or I had an this has happened also in Las Vegas.
Pull out that fucking breast again, you make me cringe. Oh, there it goes.
Right there. Ooh.
Hey, he's just mad he doesn't have hair.
Lick it, rub it, touch it,
love
it.
Hey, by the way, I think we have Paxis in the chat room, I think.
Oh, hell.
What's a Paxis?
Paxis is
We don't.
Oh, okay.
It's a misread, sorry.
Oh.
It's an old host.
What's funny?
Who's in Romania?
It's funny.
You
pull out these whips. You pull out the.
God damn it, Ginger! You fucking.
He's in Romania.
How did you know I'm drunk?
Our buddy is
just slurring.
Oh well, if he's there and if he's listening, yes, what are we there? Mi mas Romani.
Nice. Okay, so your worst experience
was here just a little while ago. I have a very efficient screening process. I don't muck about with people. Yeah, what are you passing whiskey in front of me for? All right. That's
she
unkind.
Knows. That's amazing. Jesse, I fucking love you. You know I'm fucking trash already.
Anyway. Someone who had actually been talking to me for a while when I was a phone sex operator.
Do the thing you always do.
Oh, yeah. I was a phone sex operator, and Americans can't understand me on the phone.
Your extension.
This is
easy, Mikey. Easy.
This is Eliza at extension 764. What would you like to chat about today? Could you just die?
Wow.
Shoot myself in the face.
We should get her to do some bumps for the show.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I've done radio.
I can tell.
You're listening to 105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock.
Oh, no. I was going to say.
Are you bullshit or are you serious?
No. Whole hour
do
of
I
the
fucking
door.
Sound like bullshit to you?
No.
The way the accent tones in and out and the way you pick up.
That radio station that
I've learned to tone it down. Americans can't understand me if I let I get full on pikey.
Well,
it's an issue.
I was noticing it was kind of wavering in and out before you got on the show.
I
she's in full control of that. She knows what she's doing.
That one I'm nervous. Then it gets thick. Yeah, give me another cocktail. You won't understand a word. Anyway, worst session ever.
Yes.
Trying to stay on topic.
Get to the point.
Sorry.
Fuck topic.
He was somebody who managed to run into me later. Completely separate from phone sex, but recognized my voice even through my accent, that I was Eliza, and which I'm not. I'm Rowan, I promise. and said, hey, I was looking for a session or what have you. We end up going. We go with him. We go to this. I meet him at an adult store. He buys 3 strap-on kits, which is not a service I offer. I do not do strap-ons.
No pegging.
No.
Don't bother. There's safety issues. If you want to know what they are, please look me up. Anyway, so he buys these kits. I say, I'm not going to be using these on you, just so you know. He says, yeah, I know. I'm like, why the fuck are we here? He gets an hotel room because apparently I had a roommate. Whatever. And bring my kit and I, you know, put on my gloves, whatever. And he tells me what he wants, you know, spanking. Pretty typical. I get a lot of people interested in spankings. I don't know. In America, they want the spankings from me. In Europe, that's people wanted all kinds of different things from me.
Puritan values.
Absolutely.
I guess. But anyway, once a spanking, I end up giving maybe 5 minutes of spanking. He takes a phone call in the middle of it, turns his head. At the end of the phone call, closes his phone. He says, yeah, mom, I gotta go. It's what he says to me after he hangs up the phone. Like, he's not even on the phone with anyone. And I said, okay. And he says, so are you good with like a cab? I'm like, yeah, I've got that worked out because I don't drive in the States. And I said, yeah, I've got that worked out. He says, okay. And then he looks me square in my face and he says, tell Beth that I didn't mean any of it. We don't fucking know a Beth. This is my first time meeting with this one. We talked on the phone a lot. And yeah. This is the only person that ever slipped through my screening process. Clearly insane. Clearly office fucking
I'm
rocker.
So sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was like I wasn't even disgusted. I was just like, "What the fuck?"
Hold on a second. I was trying to take a picture. He says, "What's your screening process?"
I take emails and I meet people in person. I don't want to get rolled or flipped. That's not going to happen. So.
But
it's like online dating shit.
I mean, if you can't spell,
if you can't make complete sentences, if punctuation means nothing to you, you don't make the cut.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all fucked.
You're all fucked.
I'm a writer. I'm a writer. You guys are.
If you can't mind your man, and I don't expect the ridiculous etiquette that a lot of dominas do, where they want their name all in caps and yours in like a smaller font and everything. Just write to me like a normal person. Talk to me. Understand that I'm a real person. If you come to me and you mind your manners, then that's my screening process.
What's the most simplest request you ever had?
The simplest request I ever had
was to come on an internet radio show.
Now this is actually quite complicated.
Good. Like an email for someone that you actually did provide a service to. What was like?
Probably online submissives are the simplest ones to deal with. They require a lot of time, but the actual request seems to be pretty minimal because I'm not actually there in real time.
But like, what did they actually request? What kind of, you know?
Just to remind them every day that they need to mind their manners, that you need to do, you need to go to work and not call in, you know, a couple things.
Well,
you know,
you into their day planner.
Yeah, with authority. Well, and yeah.
Well, not so much that. I mean, like when.
That's a not nice thing to say.
I mean, actually, when did you actually get, you know, actually schedule a session based on an email? I mean, what was the simplest, you know, which one was the simplest one, you know, because you have a screening process.
Yeah.
So what was the one that just kind of like,
to tie him up and leave.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to spend, this is what he does to relax, and he has a really high pressure job. He works 7 days a week nonstop for like 3 months, and they give him a couple of weeks off. Yeah. And he usually works more than a 12-hour shift. Like a 12-hour shift is a good day for this individual.
Hmm.
And what he does to relax is he likes to be tied up and left alone just completely helpless. He has no control over anything, since he has control over everything in his life all the time. And so this is a form of therapy and relaxation. So I just wanted to tie him up and either stay in and order room service while he was tied up, which is what I ended up doing. I wouldn't leave because that's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. But he offered to send me to the spa all day while, you know, for a good 16 hours, do spa and restaurants and go shopping on him and everything. I didn't want to leave him tied up alone. So I stayed in there, and the next, like, there was adjoining rooms, and I left the door open so I could hear, tied him up, checked on him every couple of minutes, and I ordered room service, and I actually, I was bad. I ate cheesecake all day. Cheesecake is good. Cheese is good, and cake is good. Cheese and cake. How could you go wrong? Cheesecake's amazing. Oh, my God.
I don't never like
go
cheesecake. Wrong
with every time I session, cheesecake. Every time I session, I want a cheeseburger and cheesecake afterwards.
Nah. So pretty much, you came to the States, and you're all about our cheese.
Oh, my God. Cheese and bacon. Holy shit. How much do I love America? Harleys and Big Macs, motherfuckers. That is why I'm a citizen.
.net.
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 Drink, bitch.
How long before our next break?
Rowan says drink. Get on it.
We've got a few minutes. We got about 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Actually, I do want to talk about one of the things I did bring up.
Oh, okay.
Since we have guests here.
Okay.
You know, for a few minutes. I want to bring up if you were in a house.
We're going to switch to this?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the missing white woman.
No, I'm not going to go.
Easy now. Where have I been?
You wrote this.
No,
what has happened?
Because I want to see, because he's fucked up at the end. What? She's awesome, so I want to hear some answers.
Mikey V's starting to turn shades of red,
yes.
too.
Whoa, okay, Mikey V, hey, you go easy on Mikey V. This is my
question. All right, so can I ask my
question?
All right, let me ask my question first then. All right, if your house was foreclosed on, would you be the person that would destroy shit, take shit out the house first, or would you just leave without doing anything to the house?
I would burn it to the ground as a form of catharsis. It would make me. I would burn it to the ground, and I would touch myself over the flames. I think. It would be an exercise in masturbatory therapy.
Now, do you regret me switching to
not
this?
Not at all. Not at all.
In your face.
But you know, the interesting thing is, I figured you'd be like cleaning it up because you preened Mikey before the show.
He had his buttons on,
and you were preening him.
Because Mikey's fucking sharp, and for him to look anything less than fucking sharp is goddamn tragic. He was in a rush, you know, because Mikey's fucking busy. He has a day job. He runs his film shit. Mikey V is a bad motherfucker, and if he didn't have time to button his buttons, I can take a minute to do it for him. Don't worry about a thing.
Ladies and gents, you know what I am? I am bad.
That is fuck, ladies and gentlemen.
This show is cool. Deal with it.
Wow.
Wait until after
there goes the mic.
I get rolling. All right. God damn it.
You know what? I want to do something real quick. Actually,
that ass fuck, they say.
I want.
Don't nerd.
Ass.
I'd like you to do something for us. For just because our listeners out there are.
You're going
to awesome.
Order me to do something.
I know. I'm asking.
You're asking.
I'm asking.
He's going to.
Well, you do kind of order around
here. What
are
your blessing of the mistress?
Shut the fuck up.
Politely.
Well,
did you do an advertisement for us?
All of our listeners, sure. We do a thing called Mad Props, where all of our listeners, we acknowledge them in the chat room by doing a roll call.
Sure.
In that awesome voice. Read off their names.
Which voice?
Surprise us. Voice. We will enjoy all of them.
Today in the chat room, we have Boner, Dirty D, Ginger, Loaf Meat, Mr. Murphy, Rob a Liquor Store, Spank Wagon himself, Toe Virtual One, Black Ear Wax Decaf, ew, Coffee Radio XUK, props, hello, Slave, Submissive Donatello, and Waster. I'd like to give a special hello to Slave and Submissive Donatello, the only two subbies who did as they were told this evening. Kisses.
Thank you. Yay. That's your mad props.
Let me mess. I want an advertisement. A Spank Wagon advertisement.
A radio spot. A commercial spot.
Right
well,
now.
I fit right now. You're going to throw right her in the bus. Right well, on the spot.
Throw her on the bus. She's on radio.
How about after the break? Because you know what? I've been whipping ass way too long, and it's going to take me a minute.
Okay. She needs to kind of compose.
You know what? Yeah. And then after break, we really are. Well, you know what?
Hold on. Mikey's Submissive Donatello, you are a badass motherfucker. Are you not a Ninja Turtle? I am your brother. This motherfucker, you have the best subbies ever.
He's a good. He was talking to me earlier today. He talks to me nearly every. How much have you had? You've had a shot of whiskey.
No, I did not have a shot. I had about three. I do not drink.
You had three?
That's obvious.
We haven't even gotten to the 48-hour film project, and he's wasted.
Noon.
Oh!
I'm going to have to take his place.
When it gets on, it is going to be on.
He's just going to yell. He's not even going to talk about it. He's just going to yell.
For the record, as much as
I watch some movies, bitches.
Easy.
Something happened. Where's the whiskey?
for the record, as much as I love Mikey V, 3 shots of whiskey and to be wasted.
I don't drink. Fucking deal with it. I got liver problems. I don't fucking drink.
Don't have liver problems. You fucking poofer.
My mommy hit me with a sandal.
Shut up, Igora.
Hey, motherfucker, we got the same mommy.
Yeah, yes, Twitter.
I'm a goddamn monkey. I'm a goddamn monkey.
I'm not even having a blow yet. In fact, pour me another, you yes. fucking pussy.
Yes.
Apologies.
You are what you eat.
Wow, this is
God damn it.
Wow. Apologies to the chat room. Video locked up for a second, but everything should be back to normal now.
Dot net. Hey Jesse, it's everybody Mark. Mark's in the studio.
Everybody but Mikey drink.
No! Give me some more.
I think Mikey's cut off.
No, you broke your cup!
My cup is the leaning tower of drunkenness.
Bullshit! And you're spent.
You know what? You know what?
Yo, wee puppy.
This is
tapping out on this one.
Yeah. Woo! Break time.
Look at this bottle of whiskey.
Ginger said
is
adios.
Is there anything so
glorious? Radio is on the air. God help us all.
I want to rock!
King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls on fire.
Yeah, we're just
get gonna
let just fuck it, just let it go, man. Fuck it.
Oh my god! This motherfucker wants to be a. Who said that they wanted to see feet?
This motherfucker wants to be official.
You know what? You know, we got to say this real quick. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. We have lost all control here in the studio.
That's right.
Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink, bitches.
Mikey, talk about your experience at the 40L Film Festival.
Yo, you've asked for it now.
Yes, I did.
I had the pleasure of calling you guys and telling you what the fuck we had to do.
Pleasure.
And the genre was suspense thriller. Our line of dialogue was, just remember, you didn't hear it from me. Our character was Jane or James Switzer. What the fuck?
Switzer!
Who gives a shit?
You're the director! Know the character!
And the prop, is a plate.
A plate.
So, ladies and gents, we got home to my house. We met up. We had like 10 motherfuckers writing this shit.
Really, really quick. While you were writing, I was horrible. In session, or I would have been there. But
yeah,
I was
not
whipping
there.
Ass Stop. And doing electrolysis. Wow. While he was
and it didn't matter.
I didn't get to write anything
because there was no control over the motherfucker.
Zero.
Because it couldn't. We wrote two
Salud
scenes that first
the
night.
Paper
went
pizza,
to the goddamn hookah lounge. Fucking
Soicha?
Shot that
Soicha?
Shit.
Soicha?
I got about three goddamn hours of sleep, and then I woke up and wrote the fucking script. That's me Saturday fucking morning. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that for the 48-hour fucking film festival, they give us a genre,
festival.
A line of dialogue, a prop, and a character, and we have 48-hour film. We have 48 hours to write this
Dude.
Motherfucker, use all this shit in it, fucking shoot it, edit it, and get it in time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday, last fucking Saturday, was one of the best fucking days
of my Saturday
life.
It's a Saturday
night. I had to hang out with this fucking woman all day.
Fucking woman, nothing.
Oh! You
didn't say fucking woman to me, Mikey V.
Oh,
no,
I didn't mean to touch your tools.
To forgive me. But
I have to do nothing.
He needs a slut on her arm.
Hey, yo. This is... No. You know what? She's right.
Yes.
She's absolutely correct. I have called this woman by the absolute perfect fucking name. She is a goddess in the flesh because I know because I'm a god in the fucking flesh.
Whoa!
Not many motherfuckers can hang with me. Fucking Murphy, fuck you. That's what I'm telling you from the get-go. Don't hold your arms at me.
We should breed and have a litter of little demigods, the way you put it. Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said lazy, I know. It's not Breeder's Digest. It's not a 48-hour film festival. Question, Murphy, did you get that text message I sent you?
I did. Hold on, do me a favor. Take it down a notch because you're...
You turned off your mic.
My apologies for peeking. I'm sorry for hitting the red.
No, it's okay.
Just.
Mikey's having issues. See, this is why Mikey needs a session. It will calm him down.
Tonight will be a fun.
Yes, please. Right, double that shit.
So you got up
on
Saturday.
As a matter of fact, we will all help you.
Saturday, we shot real quick at the Double Down with DJ. And
terrifying
Mark.
Place if you've ever been. Jesus Christ.
No one ever actually sets out to wind up at the Double Down. It just happens accidentally.
Someone took me there and I was afraid.
Actually,
do you know what it takes for me to be out badassed in a bar? Jesus Christ.
So, ladies and gentlemen, after the Double Down... We went to Trop and Pecos. We went to the Pinball Hall of Fame and Cosmic Comics.
All right.
And I want to tell you, last 2 weeks ago, I railed against filmmakers. And I want to let everyone know that I meant every goddamn word I said. Because when we got down there, there was already two crews at the Pinball Hall of Fame and one crew at Cosmic Comics. And I want to say... And this will be further explained later on because of the screening last night.
Well, it can't be that later on.
Fucking crew at the Pinball Hall of Fame. Oh, trust me, I'm speeding this bitch up. The fucking crews at the Pinball Hall of Fame can suck my dick. The reason being, they got their fucking lights. They got their bigger fucking cameras. We had a fucking couple of douchebags walk through our fucking set.
Mikey.
You had me, I suck my dick.
We had a fucking couple of douchebags with their big camera walk through our fucking set and be like, this place is great. Why eyeballing us the whole fucking time, especially this lovely lass? And
I was in gym clothes, in case you're wondering. I was not hot.
Oh, my God.
Lovely.
Look, yoga pants and a t-shirt. Look. I hadn't brushed my
hair. Hold on. What color?
They were blue, you weirdo.
So we had these motherfuckers.
I'm not the sociopath one.
They got their lights. They got their bigger cameras. And they're fucking stopping their shit and watching me fucking work.
They were too. They were in the middle of the shit. And really quick, I have to add something.
Yes.
There were a bunch of people in front of the loo, bathroom. Fuck off.
My next.
No, I like that. I like it. It's much better.
Fuckers the
blocked the bathroom. Bad
and
business.
I had to pee, damn it.
Bad business, you fucking camera wielding bitches.
A loo is much better than a fucking bathroom.
Okay, Mikey, so your shoot didn't go as well as planned.
No, it went well.
Oh, okay, it went well.
I just had to deal with bullshit on the way.
Fucked in the ear at the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Cosmic Comics, in and out. We were awesome. Uh-huh. Then we went to the
comic.
Onyx. The Onyx is where Mrs. Rowan here began to
glow. That's
when
I got dressed.
Glow beyond motherfucking glow. Because she had Heather strapped on stage.
I did
ball-gagged.
Ball-gagged.
Wielding a fucking Ruger.
I had a Ruger. And
Cabell and Megan for providing that.
It was real,
gun.
And I didn't feel good about pointing it at people.
It was awesome.
And the entire time he's pointing the camera in front of my face, like I should have done my like little cute smile, but instead I just looked like.
I'll shoot you, I guess.
Like it's the face
no,
I
no,
made.
I probably would scream like a girl
fantastic.
Before that.
She came out so well. on film.
Time's up.
I'll get to this a little bit later. We shot at the in the inside the lobby part.
And next time we're gonna do this from the lobby.
And so we got done. We took a break. Fucking shot the rest of it that night, which took way too fucking long because Daryl was fucking drinking and Heather couldn't say her lines, but I love her anyways because
Heather
I'm
into
a minister.
Are you throwing your cast
under the bus?
No, they were incredible.
No, God, no. I have
a stupid girly crush on Daryl because he was fucking incredible. He was amazing.
So
amazing. Him and his girlfriend. They're
so
both
basically
hot.
Sunday, hey-o. I spent the day. I spent most of the day half naked trying to bash this motherfucker. I went through the gamut of emotions trying to get this motherfucker done. Basically, what we discussed.
Oh my god!
Hey yo!
Basically, what we discussed last.
Why is my
time
camera dismantled?
If I would win,
life is suddenly awesome.
I would come in corporate.
Uh huh.
I did not win because I did not fucking make it in time. I was done by 7:30.
Wait, hold on. You go through. Wait, Mistress Rowan is showing the girls
off. Get your damn face out of there, Mikey! Fuck.
Quit cock-blocking, you son of a bitch!
I actually have named them. They're named.
And their names are?
Pyramus and Thisbe. Anyone? Greek mythology? Anyone?
Yes!
Anyone? Sappho? Really? Original Greek? Am I the only literate, educated individual here?
I understand. Yeah, you're not American by birth.
I speak tech.
Sorry. Oh, public school E.
So, yeah. Okay, so you go through all this. You go through hell and high water to shoot, and you don't get your film in on time.
No, but it still got screened. Okay. That's where the story gets
really interesting.
My first time in a movie, I was on a big screen. Yes. You should have seen the size of my shoes. It was amazing. I was 20 feet tall. I was terrified.
It was awesome. Because we had our screenings last night at the Palms.
At the Palms. And I was a Bond girl. I was totally on your arm. It was hot.
It was amazing because this girl is gorgeous. And I was dressed to the fucking teeth. I was the best goddamn dress filmmaker in that motherfucker.
I made a scene in the lobby because someone decided to touch me. He says, "Can everyone please move along? Some douchebag in a polyester suit, if you're listening, get fucked hard."
He's
like, "Can we all move along?" And he's like, "Move along, move along, move along." He puts both hands on my shoulders and says, "Can we please move?" And I turn. I said, "Who the fuck do you think you are, you polyester monkey suit wearing son of a bitch? Go suck a dick." I could not believe this shit. I'm clearly with you. What the hell?
And I'm fucking awesome. Deal with it.
You are fucking awesome. I mean,
speaking of fucking awesome, on the phone we have Clizzo.
Hello, love.
Oh. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, Clizzo? What up,
Clizzo is the original pasty white boy.
He's not that pasty.
A man after my own heart. I'm pasty myself.
He's just crackerish.
Haven't been in the sun in 10 years.
What you guys up to?
Oh, you don't know what's going on in the show. No, he just got off of work.
Son of a bitch!
Oh no, he's in Laughlin for the River Run.
Okay, well, I hate to do this, but we're gonna go ahead and
We're gonna shut the fuck up, and you're gonna talk to Clizzo.
What up,
Clizzo? What do you do for fun?
Gets annoyed by his angry
voice. Oh my god, he's not even listening.
I'm gonna hold out again, goddammit.
Drop him.
This is insanity.
Clizzo, pay attention when your mistress speaks.
So let's cut the small shit out first, okay?
Wait, there's more?
The last 2 weeks we talked about universal ass shit, okay? And this is what's gonna happen. God damn it, Trencher, you made me stand up. You fuck it.
No, your legs made you stand up. Sit the fuck back down.
No, you're not.
Mikey V PCP.
This is how I'm gonna cut it.
Sit down.
All I wanna know is that we're gonna see someone get whipped before the end of the show.
No, we're not.
And by the end, oh no, somebody's gonna get it. Just let me finish my fucking story. So what happened is, after all the films are screened, I loved most of them because, you know, most of these people are just trying to make a movie and it's cool. But then when I rail on people, I rail on the douchebags who are not as badass as me who fucking do it. Okay? So what happened is that they lined all the filmmakers up.
Sound like you have a lot of anger.
Who you are and what you do. And then, thank God, because my brothers were sleeping, Mistress Rowan asked the question.
Oh,
and
Mikey
BCP got the mic again.
I saw him. He was shaking. He was shaking like a chihuahua on a cold day. I was really worried. So I better ask him a question so he gets the mic back, or blood is going to start to shoot out of his ears.
And Spank Wagon.
Yeah.
We dot netted the theater.
Dot net.
We were not even dot net. Everyone, dot net.
Dot net.
You guys have a special thank in the credits. Yes.
There was no dot net in the credits. We just added that in.
I know. It was a mistake. I fixed the movie when I released it online this week. MySpace.com/MikeyVPCP.
I'm going to build you a website.
It's
going to
be awesome.
I got you. It's all right. MistressRowan.com.
And you guys are dot netted.
I got another call. Let's see who this caller is, and hopefully they'll actually talk to us.
Hey, it's Robert Liquor Store Guys.
Hello, lover.
Hey.
You just popped the boulder right now. You're done. Get off the phone.
No.
What you got, love?
No, I'm not going to hang up. All right. Now, I was just wondering, after hearing her little short rant about the polyester-wearing cocksucker,
yeah,
can I get a recording of you, like, just ranting about dumb shithead, so I can play that back for and use
you know
like
what?
It.
I will include that in my next episode of Ask a Mistress on YouTube, and I will put in a rant of dumb shit cocksuckers because there's a lot of them out there, and they should all lock themselves in a closet with a snub nose 38 and do the right thing because I don't want to fucking clean up the mess.
Exactly.
That would be great because I'd like to just have a button on my computer when I get some dumb shithead who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Tell them to get bent hard to the left.
Questions and just hit the button and let you yell at them.
Oh, absolutely. I'll put it on the next episode of Ask a Mistress. No worry, love.
I would love you forever.
We have a few episodes to release that are already recorded, but after that, probably episode 8 or 9, because we're up to 4 now. We just recorded 4. Mm. So I'll put it in there, okay?
Beautiful. I will be waiting for that.
Check out
Kisses.
The
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Robert Lickerstor's never heard that in his life.
So, hold on. Fucking back to this movie.
No, man. We got to move on.
Motherfucker.
I want to see someone get whipped. Someone's supposed to lose.
Basically, and this little goddamn cocksucker was making fun of me while I was fucking promoting.
Hey, don't talk about the VMNEs like that.
Feel invested in my fucking fierce, fiery passion.
Yeah, and the audience was upset with that.
Goddamn
too,
cocksucker
so
was making fun of me. You want to know why? Because him and I almost made the exact same movie.
Yeah.
Same location, Pinball Hall of Fame, Cosmic Comics.
Yeah.
Same kind of story. We had a fucking guy go hunting after his wife who ends up fucking with guns to her head at the end of the movie. The difference is this pussy with the superhero fucking genre had a fucking gay superhero power. So fuck you, Dial M for Matador. Go suck a fucking fat dick.
Dial M for Mars. Dial M for Mars.
I had Mars Matador first, you goddamn cocksucker.
Mikey.
Xanax, bitch.
You see, he's always so good every single time. Put me here once and Mikey fucking loses his... Mikey, shush.
No, chill out.
I am the PCP whisperer.
Listen to
my brother. I do got to say something. If you guys remember about an hour and a half ago, Mikey V did say he was Buddha. He was Xan. And then an hour and a half later, after some Jameson, goddamn motherfucking...
You'll go off to understand.
He went from fucking Buddha to Lenny Bruce in less than 2 hours.
That in Dennis Buddhism, Leary. Drinking is against, it's drugs of any kind is against the bad whatever. I'm not making any sense anymore.
Back up. Anyway, this is a testament to what Jameson is
all right.
This weekend, right. Ladies,
somebody is getting.
Right.
Hold on, let Mikey promote his thing.
This video, it is called Two Words, Two Bullets. This lovely darling is the one this movie is based around. You will fucking love it. She kills two motherfuckers, and it's the best goddamn movie that was ever shown at
that
motherfucking film festival. And I will be releasing it online, myspace.com, MikeyVPCP, and even though motherfuckers can't see me on the gamer, I'm still grabbing my deck.
They can't see you, Mikey.
G is calling you, man.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
We're out of time,
so,
guys.
Why don't you go ahead and give out all your websites and MySpace information?
Ginger's calling, guys.
I don't use MySpace.
Yes, people are calling. Anyway, answer the fucking phone.
Anyway, www.mistressrowan.com and www.mistressrowan.blogspot. Are you interrupting me? I will hit you in front of all these people. And that's pretty much how you get. You can also email me, mistressrowan@gmail.com, and every other obvious thing, mistress_rowan@ym, if you want to chat me up.
Could you spell the last name?
Because it's
Rowan?
Yes.
Rowynn.
Thank you.
And we will link that on the main
page. And just
page.
So you know, you guys really, really fucked up pronouncing my last name.
I probably did.
You said Iyer? Fucking Yankees. It's Iyer.
Arr.
Yeah. Roll your R. That's my last name.
So,
I'm going to sound like an outboard motor.
Let's just say this real quick. We did promise that one of us was going to get spanked. So stick around on the live cam feed, and this will be only available on the cam feed. We're going to go out in the green room. We're done here. And one of us is going to get the slut paddle across the ass cheek. Look at trenches.
I'm going to be busy wrapping up. And I think Decap wants to punch me anyway because, okay, you know what? Okay, who's calling?
Ginger.
Hello? It's Ginger.
Dude.
I know. Answer the fucking. That's so disrespectful that they don't want to answer the phone for you.
Ginger, another redhead. Oh, my God.
Ginger, sweetie, we love you, except we are out of time. You know, Hashi.
Out of time? Well, stop fucking talking. Go on, Ginger. Go on, Ginger. Go on, girl.
I miss all of you.
I miss you, too. Go on.
Why are you letting a drunk man talk?
Because it's funny.
No, it ain't that funny. Go on, Ginger.
I am going to come down there and wreak havoc on all of you.
Good. God love the redheads, Ginger. God love the redheads.
What you going to do?
I'm going to come the fuck down there and get on that goddamn show because I miss you asses.
Oh, you sweetheart, asses. We miss you too like you don't even
so
know.
So when can we expect you?
I don't know. I'll be out of this weekend, but not in time for the show, obviously. And then I'll be back in May, June, and July. So
well, have a whiskey on
there.
Us, dear. Have a whiskey. I'd love to take you out for drinks. Want to have a pedicure? Drink. Talk girl things.
Yes.
The
yes.
Fabulous. All right, look me up. I'll take you out for a pedicure. It'll be great.
And well, you're on you. Mikey's page.
Huh?
You're on Mikey's page. I'll come find you.
Yes, apparently I am. I don't use MySpace, but sure.
Mikey, I hope you're not driving home. Is your brother driving?
Somebody will be driving. It won't be Mikey, obviously.
Yeah, better be, because I came here with you. Jesus Christ.
Ginger is the original MySpace whore. I love you, sweetie.
Yeah, I don't use MySpace because I'm a grown-up.
Oh! You got Facebook for that.
It's a good promotional thing.
All right, folks, it's about that time. Thank you, sweetie. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, fuck.
That was that so hard?
Subbies,
was that so hard?
Yeah,
because
we're running out of time.
For what? That dude's show? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, stay tuned for the King Hess Show, dude. Dude, it's the King Hess Show.
Dude, my show fucking sucks, but I keep doing it. I got the
Boom Gang playlist. Recap, you like hearing your own voice. Take us out with the syndicates in the list today.
Yeah, Black what?
Dude, it's buried under paper.
Hey, everybody. Folks, how's it going? Listening. This is Big Daddy Decaf. You've been listening to SpankWagonRadio.net.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. In the studio, we have the beautiful... Oh, my God. God.
Mistress Rowan.
Mistress Rowan.
And the beautiful Mikey.
Yeah, we got beautiful Mikey V.
Drunken Mikey V.
Mikey's really pretty.
He's all so right. Drunk, he's getting glossy. Right. I mean.
We would like to thank our syndicates. We have LV Rocks, of course, KCHRN, Door from L Radio, Showdown Network, Radio XUK, love you, man, Trax Radio, and Kiss 96. And if you don't find us live, you can find us in the archive.
Wow, we haven't said that in ages.
At spankwagon.net.
.net. Those of you right now, your liver should be tapping out.
And I know we run out of time, but I hope today that we provide you with a good show, which I know we fucking did because we're Spank Wagon and that's all we fucking do.
Fuck yeah.
And all I want to say is this Jameson's a good fucking shit.
Rowan's got
God damn,
Mistress Rowan's,
Mistress Rowan's got the school marm thing.
And then we have,
oh, shit.
We have our man, Tricher, the beautiful Tricher.
Sorry, I'll put them
I'm beautiful. Oh, no.
You are beautiful. Please,
put
the love of God, no.
Oh, no. You can
oh,
put them.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And we have Mr. Murphy.
How you doing?
I hate Mikey!
And we have the only sane one in the house.
Come get some.
Born to be hated.
Okay, guys.
And you, can listen, right. You can listen to us 7 to 9 every Friday.
I love Spank Wagon.
They know that
Spank
they're
wagon.
Here.
I all right, love
guys.
Spank wagon.
Remember, do not get out of the chat room. We are going to be moving out to the green room. The video will go to the autopilot for a little while. You'll see the commercials. We come back. You will see us rock, getting paper, scissors for which one of us is getting the slut across the
ass. Listen
cheek.
To Marath on Tuesday right. Nights. Marath is awesome.
Rob a liquor all you store,
do,
deal with it.
All you got to do is go to spankwagon.net, get every show, Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power, Spank Wagon Radio, subscribe to the podcast, be our friend either on MySpace or listen to our random shit on
I am a turtle, Donatello.
One more
thank
thing.
You. I am a turtle.
One more thing. Friends don't let friends park drunk. Accidents cause people.
And we're gonna give a last word tonight, and we're going to give it to Mistress Rowan. What's your last word tonight?
As always, be safe, have fun, and behave.
Digital following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
What's up, dudes? King Ash.
And Queen Ash.
In the Kingdom of Ash for another week of bitchin' music from the 80s, early 90s, as we do each and every week, bring you the best of the era of hair. I am your hair apparent, King Ash.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is that what you are?
That's what I am, indeed.
Okay, Dudette.
Yes, thank you for joining the show on a Friday night. 9 p.m. Pacific start time. Midnight for you East Coasters. We're going to be rocking it out as we do each and every Friday night, dudes. Of course, if you join us live on Friday nights, you can join us in the chat room as well. Just go to kinghash.com, click on the hash cam and chat link. Thank you for listening to the show, whether it's one of the Hesh syndicates, the flagship station, LVRocks.com, or RockNationRadio.com, MegaRockRadio.net, or PureRockRadio.net for you Canadian dudes, eh? Got a pretty awesome show lined up for you, dudes, as we always do. We got the Boomtang playlist coming up a little later this hour for you ballad lovers. Also, we'll get to Triple Thrash Threat, the usual stuff, Birthday Hash Block. So if you haven't voted for Birthday Hash Block, vote, dudes. Go to kinghash.com and vote for which band you'd like to hear a block from, and we'll get to the results later on in the show, as well as Bitchin' Flashback. Not much going on this week for Bitchin' Flashback, but a couple worthy stuff to mention that we'll also get to. I didn't get a chance to get to the listen to more of that New Heaven and Hell, so good chance we'll have some New Heaven and Hell next week for you to play. Or for me to play and for you to listen. How about that?
You just play with yourself.
And what's that got to do with anything?
The fact that you should be playing with some music instead of yourself right about now.
That's what I'm trying to do.
It doesn't look like that.
Really? Well, we got some killer music for you coming up here, dudes. So sit back, relax, drink some up, whatever you want to drink, smoke some more doobage. And we're going to start off the show with some Motley Crue, Livewire, kicking off this week's edition of King Hash
and Queen Hash.
Free.
little bit better than it used to be. Cause I'm alive.